about you. I want to share with you something that I genuinely think will transform your life and your business, to be honest. HDX is open from now until May 17 with a few special bonuses. Join before May 11 and get my 8-week Purpose and Abundance course completely free, which is $888 worth of value. And if you join before May 17, we're actually going to give you $999 off our upcoming Mexico retreat. I mean, how good a freaking deal is that? And if you join before May 17, then you'll be in time for two amazing bonus classes this month in HDX with my personal business consultant, Nikki Rowley. Now, this is the woman that has helped scale my business significantly in the last year or so. And I am sharing her with my HDX community. She'll be teaching on how to grow and scale for business and what strategies and structures will actually get you there. She will also host a bonus business Q&A, which means you can actually ask my consultant anything you want to ask her about growing and scaling your business. This is an opportunity that could transform your life and your business, so don't miss out. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwell people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Hey, hey, you, and welcome to today's episode. Today, I want to share with you a really cool and simple exercise that you can do whenever you're feeling stuck. So for me personally, I've just got back from Samoa. We had 2 weeks of the school holidays and spent a lot of that in Samoa, and it was absolutely beautiful. But what I took away on holiday was the incessant worrying about something. And although my worrying about something these days is very minimal compared to the human I used to be 10, even 20 years ago, it's still something that by day two, I'm like, dude, you need to move past this. Like, this is not the frequency you want to be sitting in, especially when you're on holiday. Because in case you've noticed, when you're on holiday, when you let go of the steering wheel of your life, when you, you know, stop white knuckling it or hustling or all of those things that we do when we get tired or run down and we're falling back into the mind's leadership as opposed to the intuition and the body's leadership. When we go on holiday and we let go of all of that, this is this beautiful time. Yes, it's rest, it's recovery, but it also really helps us to reopen that portal to our access to our higher self or higher consciousness. It's a really important time for us to recalibrate our frequency and raise our frequency again. You know, it's why we need to be having as much fun and play so we can hit the reset button. Now, I'm having fun in Samoa with my kids. I'm playing. We're stand-up paddleboarding. I'm lying in the sun and getting a tan. I'm reading the best book. Oh, my goodness. I can't remember which one of my guests recommended it, but it's called The Midnight Library. Oh, my goodness. Go get it. It was fantastic. But there was just this, like, thing going on in the back of my mind, and I'm like, right, what am I going to do about it? How can I shift it? How can I bring awareness to something? You know, what do I need to do? And I think it was like day two of, it would have been the third morning of being in Samoa, and our internet was terrible. And here I am trying to get the freaking gene keys to work, because it had dawned on me, and really had it dawned on me, or was I intuitively gifted it? I think it's option number two, that I needed to look at my north node, my personality north node. And why? Because our nodes, the south node and the north node, it's a journey. Okay. It's a journey that we are on, from something that is a well-trodden path in the south node to something that is a muscle that we're building, you know, a path that we're learning how to master. And it just dawned on me. I'm like, wow, well, maybe this is all part of the learning, because the specific thing that I couldn't let go of is a really big growth point for me at the moment. And as many of you know, I'm in an epic up-leveling experience. I split up with my husband late last year. He finally moved out just before the school holidays. And, you know, my mother died last year. There's been a lot of challenge going on. I trusted the wrong person with my taxes and they didn't get paid. So I ended up with a $220,000 tax check that I wasn't expecting. So, you know, all of that I had been, you know, working on and working through needed rest and recovery really to integrate and heal and let go of. So a lot of that was going on as well. So I'm like, okay, I'm in this point of my journey where it's time for me to up level. So where in my chart is telling me how specifically to do that? Okay. Because we all know that little miss line three over here, I want to have an experience of something, because when I have an experience of something, I can make sense of it. And then my line five, you know, well, once my line five knows what the problem is that I need a solution to, then I have to go and experiment and discover the solution, right? So my north node is what intuitively came to me. I just knew it. I knew in that moment that was the thing that I needed to look up. And sure enough, my north node is the gate 34. And in the shadow of the gate 34 is force. So why specifically is this important? It's important because if this is the muscle that I am in life school to build, my north node, my 34, which is all about strength in the gift and majesty in the Siddhic state, and I'm stuck in force, well, surely this is where I'm going to find how to help myself elevate through this up-leveling that I'm currently going through. And well, of course, as I'm sitting there with the worst internet in the world, the worst Wi-Fi in the world, just trying to reload my Gene Keys book, because of course it wasn't downloaded on my phone. How does that work, by the way? Sorry, MG deviation. How, when you've got a book downloaded on your phone, does it all of a sudden not be downloaded on your phone? It's really weird. Anywho, so here I am using up what little internet we have, getting my Gene Keys. And I'm re-listening to the 34, and I'm listening to this shadow of force, and there it is, plain as day. The shadow of force is all about trying and forcing. And what have I done? Well, in my, I would say for me, exhaustion, I've also got the 40 in my personality earth, so exhaustion's the shadow. So in my exhaustion of all of this challenging stuff that's going on, I've moved into this, like, I just have to try harder and try harder and try harder and force and force and force. So there it was, plain as day. My intuition had guided me there. And if you're in HDX, if you're in my mastermind, if you're a private client of mine, you hear me say this all the time. You have to trust where your intuition wants to take you when it comes to your design. Because when you do that, it's going to take you to this beautiful part of your treasure map, being your human design. And it's going to tell you exactly where you need to look, exactly what you need to help you, in my case, elevate to the next level. So sure enough, I listened to it. I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly what I'm doing. And what I wasn't doing was letting go of the thing. I was trying to force this thing to be done, to be fixed, to be solved in my timeline, as opposed to letting it go, letting it just be what it would be, when it will be, all in divine timing. So the beauty of this was that then I get to listen to the gift and the acidic state of the 34. It gives me, and I always, just as a tip, I always take notes when I listen to the Gene Keys. So I've got the Gene Keys, the original one, and then I've got, is it the 64 Ways that he calls it? So the white one as well. And I always take notes. Why? Because, again, my intuition, I'm going to be guided to what specific part of that Gene Key or of that gate is important for me to take on board at the time. So through that process, I just got so many just absolute nuggets, and I just put all these notes in my phone, sat with it, integrated it, meditated on it, and then I just poof, let it go. The thing that I was forcing and trying to work out just disappeared from my mind for the rest of the holiday. And the whole experience really helped me to shift from the, accept, because that's what we do, accept, acknowledge, and integrate my shadow so that I can move into this higher expression and continue to build the muscle, because the North Node is like you going to the gym, building the muscle of this life journey that you're on. So I want you to go. I want you to spend a little bit of time with your nodes. Where have you been? What are the skills? What are the behaviors? What are the energies that you've practiced, South Node, that you've got really good at? And perhaps if you're going through something like what I'm going through, then look to your North Node almost as in the school or the gym. It's the place where you need to build the muscle. So where are you keeping yourself stuck in the shadow, and where do you need to build your behavior, your habits, your repetitions, your muscle in the gift? And really just, you don't need to spend more than like 10 minutes on this whole process, and really trust what you get out of it, because what it's going to do is it's going to put you back on your aligned path for life school, I suppose, for whatever you're specifically working on, facing, building, whatever it might be for you right now. Sound good? Awesome. Well, go and do your exercise and go and up level, transform, breakthrough, whatever it is specifically that you need to do. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I trust you got what you needed from today's episode, and I so look forward to having you with me on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.